this battle.
Yourself. For a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
You know, there's 100 subjects I could cover, and I am going to get into the economy and what's happening between India and Pakistan and Israel and the Gaza Strip right now. The European Union, the United States, China, they're all teaming up to start censoring the Internet. The general public, of course, isn't aware of that on average. Talk some about that. But, I mean, how do I not discuss the fact that there's a huge, long-term, covert operation to basically abolish Congress, where Congress is just a front, ceremonial, abolish the state governments and be ruled by the Pentagon, openly bought and paid for by foreign banks, while the foreign banks steal all of our pension funds and raise taxes to regulate and control our lives. I mean, New York State alone just passed 88 new taxes. I mean, there's all these new, they got a franchise tax in Texas. It's really a business tax, like an income tax on businesses. Oh, the crooks. And again, the politicians aren't getting hardly any of the money. It's incredible how cheaply they're bought. It's the foreign brokerage firms. That's where your tax money's invested. 60%+ of it off books. All right, going back to Mark in Florida. Mark, you were saying you don't understand how to read. Who was I talking to last? Was it Mark or was it? Okay, it was Mark in Florida. Mark, you were saying, I mean, I don't understand your question. What do you mean you don't know how to read government documents?
Well, what I was saying was that a lot of times that I miss the real point, you know, that I don't pull out of it. Like right now, I'm reading that Kissinger document from 1970. I think it's Defense Policy 200, and it just seems like, oh, they're trying to be nice and control the population so that people don't starve, that kind of thing.
You're reading State Department Memorandum 200.
Yeah, the one. Now I haven't gotten that far in it, but I'm just trying to try it out to see what I see.
Yeah, the quickest way to do that is to Google the name of it, and then people have culled out the key parts. Then you go check and make sure those parts are there. But they talk about U.S. policy being a reduction of the third world by 50%. They talk about using food as a weapon. They talk about using IMF and World Bank loans to control those governments. And then there's sub-directives that have separately been declassified, so it's all compartmentalized. But you can also read the United Nations biological diversity assessments. But 96 is one of the really evil ones, and it's all there.
96, I think I'll get a biodiversity assessment 96 and pull it up and see if I can. I just got a lot of reading to do. I'm a slow reader. That's my thing.
Well, a lot of people have already done the work for you, like check out U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B.
Is that the one where they? I think I looked at that once because I heard you give that. Go ahead, tell everybody because you'd say it better than me.
Well, no. I mean, if you look at things like U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B, you know, it states, the whole header in the U.S. Code says you're not allowed to do secret chemical, biological, radiological testing on the American people. And then it says in that section, unless it's for research, and then you can do whatever you want, including lethal.
I mean, it's just incredible. You know,
it's incredible. Why do you think in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, they would march U.S. troops into chambers and murder them? Our own government. So before the scientists would murder our troops, they had to have a go-ahead to do it. And so they gave them U.S. Code and the subchapters we just talked about. And you can read that at any government site or law university site. And, I mean, they play God. They see us as animals. Of course they carried out 9/11. They've murdered thousands of our own troops. But not just to kill troops, to find out who would follow orders to kill troops, to create those cadres. I appreciate your call. And we're in a lot of trouble, folks. Let me go ahead and talk to Aaron in Arizona. You're on the air, Aaron.
How's it going, Alex? I just want to start out by letting you know I'm a big fan of yours.
I'm a fan of you, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, listen, my quick question is, I recently heard you talking about how the central banks are going to be cutting off liquidity to the real market and the population of the world, and they're kind of conduiting all the fiat money to themselves, and while there's still value left, and they're
buying up real assets. While they'll advertise, oh, we made a $100 million investment for old people or something. That is a pittance compared to the tens of trillions they've stolen, and then they're leveraging those trillions in the market.
Right. I guess you've probably discussed this before, but like I said, I recently started listening, and I apologize if this has been discussed. But as individuals, let's just say the fortunate of us that do have a bank account that aren't in any debt right now, what do I need to be doing right now to get ready? I mean, like stocking up on food, I've heard you guys talking about. I mean, is there some real ideas? Are there things that we can do for ourselves? Because I believe that they are going to bankrupt the U.S. dollar soon.
Well, I want to be clear here. You know, they had the system in place for total martial law, the executive orders, the PDDs, the training, the FEMA camps in the late 90s. And so people got upset then and said this could happen any time. It's kind of like the head of the country has been under the guillotine for decades. Now it just looks like, you know, before the executioner was standing upright smoking a pipe, now he's got his hand on the lever. And we're going, he may pull it, he may pull it, he may pull it. You know, I don't know if all of this is going to happen. All I know is they've built underground bunkers. They've hoarded food and water and weapons. And the private banks, over a decade ago, said they were going to engineer a world banking collapse to bring in their new world order. Now they've done that. Now we've seen hundreds of mainstream articles, like the Financial Times of London 2 weeks ago, saying, headline, and now for world government. And they say, there is a world government. We've kept it secret from you. It is tyrannical, but it's for your own good. We're going to fix the banking crisis, when the world government is the banks, and the article admits it's the banks. So it's just an asinine fact. So they're going to terrorize the public, implode the economy further, and now they've got all these IMF World Bank chiefs and presidents and prime ministers and world leaders on TV and radio and print saying it's a total collapse, saying it's a depression. I was watching CNN today, and they had all these world financial experts on saying global government's the answer, you know, all of this garbage when they engineered it. And so I think they're going to go ahead and drop the hammer fully. The question is, how bad is that hammer going to hit, clanging us on top of our noggin? You know, I mean, look, I personally, the network I'm on, Genesis, was founded, owned, and run by a gold company. So I'll tell you out of the gates, when I'm telling you buy gold, buy silver, you know, not only do I believe in it, not only have I bought it myself when it was $300 an ounce or $5 an ounce, you know, gold and silver, gold was $300, silver was $5.50 an ounce when I bought some, you know, and it's tripled in value. The bankers could play some game and lower it again. I don't think they are. But, you know, I mean, let me just out front here say I have an interest to push gold and silver, but I push what I believe in to begin with. So, you know, it's, you know, like they ask an artist, well, why do you paint paintings? Well, because I love to paint. And it's a side issue that I'm involved in the marketing of it. So I believe in gold and silver. I believe you should be 20-30% in that. I wouldn't be in any paper right now. I mean, if you understand market fluctuation, you could be in, you know, the put options, you know, going long, going short. But I mean, that's very dangerous there. I mean, if I was you, I would be in cash, and I would be in gold and silver, and I would be liquid, and I wouldn't be taking on a lot of debts.
Right. And then one more quick thing on a personal note. Of course, I don't want to get too personal on the air, but let's just say my family does own a lot of land back east, we'll say, and my family has began to kind of make preparations. Do you think that's a wise idea for me and for others listening to kind of?
Well, I mean, the truly wealthy people I know evacuated the United States a year ago. They said that was their drop dead day. So let me answer that question when we get back. Good to hear from you, sir, Kevin. Chris. Igor's first when we get back.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone. With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Are you tired of searching for Craig Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, man. You know, I wish I wasn't right about all this stuff. But if you know about human history, there's emperors and corrupt systems and subterfuge and court intrigue and different groups bidding and vying for power. There's always corrupt elites that think they're God and seek to enslave the population. And there's always decadent slobs who did have liberty and freedom because of their ancestors who get lackadaisical and sit on their laurels, and then great tyranny comes. then the people stand up and fight back, and if they're blessed, they're able to get liberty again, and then they guard that liberty for a generation or two because they know how hard won, hard fought it is. And then over time, the tyranny just comes back again because their children and those children's children become slobs. We're in a lot of trouble, ladies and gentlemen. Close to $10 trillion has been stolen from the American taxpayer by private offshore banks in just the last 8-9 weeks. And it's only going to get worse. And the very banks that have done this, that are flush with capital, brag that they're flush with capital. And they have cut off liquidity to Main Street so that the real economy falls apart so that the banking economy can take over the rest of society. This is being done in a cold-blooded fashion. Only speaking up and standing up against it can stop it. Let's go ahead and talk to Igor in Virginia. Igor, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? Love your show, man.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me back.
Yes, go ahead.
Sir, I just want to say that Obama had a great opportunity to condemn the attack in Gaza, and he didn't issue a comment on that day. I bet anybody that if over 200 Israelis were killed, innocent civilians, you know, he will come out and quit his vacation in Hawaii and have a press conference on all major media channels and, you know, call it an act of terrorism, you know, by Palestine. But since Israel did it, you know, he's an AIPAC member, so he's not going to do anything about it. Anyway, thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Look, it is a nuanced issue, as they say. And, look, I'll come out and attack any country I want. I mean, if I think it's right to do. And what Israel did in Lebanon 2 years ago was a disproportionate response. It ended up coming out in Israeli papers that they did send in their own troops, setting them up to be captured as in a pretext to go in. And that was a escalation, and Israel was repulsed by the Iranian-backed Hezbollah, the Shiite-backed Hezbollah. Now, this is Hamas in Gaza. And Hamas was set up in the mid-70s as a, quote, counterbalance against the People's Liberation Army or organization, Yasser Arafat. So it gets into all this divide and conquer. The Arabs are not one unified group. And then Israel, I guess, thought things were going to go in a different direction and allowed one of these groups to get control of the Gaza Strip, Hamas too. And it is a real mess. I mean, there are rebels, you could call them, in the populated areas, using the populated areas as cover to fire these Katyusha rockets, which are glorified, you know, glorified homemade rockets. But they do kill people. Every week somebody gets killed by one. And Israel now is talking about invading Gaza itself. So that is going to be quite a loss of life. Tens of thousands if this continues. And they're talking about 900 wounded now. More than 300 dead. Those are the latest numbers. And the Israeli stock market is plunging. I mean, I'm not saying that Israel should just sit there and let people shoot rockets at them. But at the same time, three or four people die in the U.S. every day of running into deer on the highway. And you get one person on average dying a week in Israel from one of these rockets. That's certainly not fun having them one, you know, drop on your house or school. But this will only embolden the resistance. And they originally founded Hamas, two-stage terror attacks to kill different peace deals. Kurt Nemo up on Infowars.com yesterday, wrote a story called Obama Silent on Gaza Raids. And in that, he gives links to the mainstream news articles where they admit, and Israeli papers admit, that Israel stages terror attacks through Hamas. That's the group they have the most control over. I'm not saying they run Hamas, but they certainly have their people in it and provocateurs in it. And they do stage terror attacks at key points when Israel doesn't want peace because Israel, the Israeli military wants to continue running that country. So those are just the facts. I just report the facts here. I'm not taking sides in all of this. It's disgusting when you see the video of the children with their arms and legs blown off. Let's take another call. Kevin in Massachusetts. You're on the air, Kevin.
Hello. Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Hi, Alex. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hi. I'm a frequent caller, a regular listener, a real fan of yours. I think you're about the only instance of what I would call the uncontrolled opposition left. But anyhow, I have 2 points I'd like to ask you about. Number one, does the name Benjamin Fulford ring a bell with you?
Yeah, and who is it? Because my memory, like, you'll know a name and then you don't remember who they are.
Okay, he's a Canadian fellow. He's based in Tokyo. He was the head of
Forbes. Oh, yeah, no, I mean, I've interviewed him 3 or 4 times. He used to write for Forbes.
Right.
And he says that there's this big Asian global mafia that's aware of the New World Order and about to strike back and all of this. And then he's able to get meetings with David Rockefeller and people. Sure, of course.
Right, exactly.
Of course I know who he is.
Do you think he's credible?
You know, I believe he believes the things he's saying, and I believe that a lot of what he's saying is true. But, you know, I want to try to be nice about all this. He, you know, he comes off a little wacky sometimes. But so do I. You know, the truth is wacky.
Right. Okay, question number two here. I was, you know, I'm a fan of yours for several years now, and I have a lot of your DVDs. I was looking over one last night. I was watching Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed.
Yes.
Okay, I'm just kind of curious, you know, where did all that money go? Is it, like, all gone now?
Well, for those that don't know, everybody should watch Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed. People say, well, that sounds boring. Well, if you think tiny water districts having hundreds of millions in secret bank accounts on the record, or if you think every major school district stealing money and basically being mafia fronts, if you think that 65% of all the tax money you pay goes directly to offshore banks and is a huge fraud based out of a Chicago mafia model, the Chicago 1313 model that went nationwide in the 1950s, then you shouldn't care about it. Where it went was into the hands of the globalists. How do you think the New World Order buys everything up and has so much power? They run scams. They don't just control the private central banks. They control the issuance of currency. And every time a dollar or a pound or a yen or a yuan or a euro is created, debt is paid to the bankers. They also get your local money. And then that's what this control collapse is about, so they can claim all that money was just lost when it isn't lost. Look, I told people a year before Enron got in trouble, get out of Enron. It was a front, a money laundering op, because I had sources in Houston. I'll just leave it at that. What happened? What happened? It turned out it was a total front. Remember, he later became Secretary of the Army. White would give the legislature of California tours of fake computers with fake computer training. Most of the stock market isn't even real. It's all just made up, sir. You understand?
You sure do, Alex. Hey, thanks very much. And I sent you some websites on the Navy building an army a couple of weeks ago. I hope you got them.
We did get them. I saw them in Aaron's email. I'll try to get them to post them. We'll be right back.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipska, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. 601-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448. 715-4448.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah, you let the military-industrial complex get in control, and now the bankers are going to steal you blind. These people are razor sharp. And if they get their way, they will slice you apart. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. And if the New World Order gets your name, well, you might not make it back. New World Order likes to kill in their wake. You see dead bodies, burning cities, and now they want to bring down the U.S. But of course, you'll hail them while they steal you blind. You'll hail them as they bring down the Republic. And they haven't even turned on the juice yet, ladies and gentlemen. They haven't even released the bioweapons yet. But when the clock strikes midnight, turn on the power! All right, we're back live. Thank you for joining us. Let's go back to your phone calls. You know, I can sit around and joke about this, but this is deadly, dangerous, real. They're going for broke. They wouldn't have stole $4 trillion from the Pentagon. They wouldn't have stolen almost $9 trillion that we know of taxpayer money the last 9 weeks if they weren't planning to go for broke. You got that? You understand? They're going to pose up there on the media like your saviors, with all these international bankers, the very culprits, the very authors of what we see happening, selling you on their next solution, which is military occupation and the government running every facet of your life. And as society breaks down and the crime rate explodes, they'll tell you, hey, we got some heroes in uniform, turn your guns into them, they'll take good care of you, and if you do, we'll feed you. Now, that's how bad it's going to get if we don't say no to these folks. I want to cover some other news items, but let's continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Shanine in Austin. You're on the air, then Chris and others. Go ahead, Shanine.
Yes, thank you so much. It's Shaheen, actually.
Shaheen.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on. I'm half Iranian, but Not that matters. I just was very upset, and thank you so much for having your show about, I'm just very upset what's happening in the Gaza right now. I grew up in Saudi Arabia. My father was with Aramco very early on, and I got to know the Palestinian people and their story. And unfortunately, I think in this country we're misled as to who's the good guys and who's the bad guys. I am not anti-Semitic.
Being Arab is Semitic. So why would you be against yourself? Semitic just means Semitic people.
True. No, you're exactly right. We're all like cousins and stuff. No, I agree with you totally, Alex. Totally. That's totally right. But I just think that this whole drama, we just can't have this happen. I mean, it's biblical. It's not even like, you know, it's just not a good.
Well, every time the Middle East gets bombed, people think it's the end of the world. It's kind of a cop out. You know, with all these kids dying. But regardless, it's wrong what's going on over there. And
thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure. I mean, do you have any comments about what's happening over there?
Well, I think that I think that Americans are kind of like, they're just more intelligent now or whatever, maybe the economic crisis or whatever, they're getting more in tune with it. And if they would just understand the whole Arab-Israeli conflict and kind of see what happened in the 1950s and get more educated about it. It doesn't have to be anti-Israeli or anti-Arab or whatever, but we would have all this drama and all this horrible terrorist issues and all this stuff would just be just basically.
Well, you know, there's four different types of terrorism. There's real terrorism, then there's provocateur terrorism, there's staged terrorism. And then there's basically, state-sponsored criminal terrorism where they use a separate criminal group. It's another type of false flag. My only point looking at this is that Israel admits they founded Hamas as a counterbalance to the PLO. Now the PLO is kicked out of Gaza, and Israel's little creation from 1973 is in control.
You are so intelligent.
Oh, I am not intelligent. That I just read that out of Haaretz and the Jerusalem Post. But it's good to hear from you. So this stuff is more sophisticated. Now, there is a growing group of Americans, I'd say more than 50%, that are informed, that do know what's going on, that are nonpartisan, that know our government's been hijacked, that know the New World Order's real, who know how to read, you know, the globalists when they openly say they're setting up world government. But of the 50% that aren't awake, you've got mainline liberals, mainline conservatives that are so bought into the false paradigm that even as the mainstream media admits that was a false paradigm, they won't wake up. And a lot of Americans, you know, say nuke Pakistan, you know, nuke the Middle East. Pakistan isn't in the Middle East. It's in Central Asia. So the problem is a lot of Americans are about as dumb as this lady.
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries. So we will be able to build up our future for us.
Now, the establishment knows that they've got a bunch of schmucks who will believe whatever they're told in this nation. So that's why we're being used and abused. I mean, an example of this is 91% of Americans in three separate Gallup polls I've seen, that number has always comes up in the last 4 years, want our borders controlled and don't want even more legal visas issued, much less illegal people allowed in here. What do both parties do? They both push for amnesty, and then Congress, remember a year ago, said, oh, well, we're going to make this new immigration bill secret, immigration reform. Just trust us, it is an amnesty. And then Senator Sessions leaked the bill, and there were 21 loopholes. And in a way, it was true. It wasn't amnesty. It was worse. It said aggravated felons were legal if they just signed a pledge to not do it again. So it was a pardon for felons and unlimited legalization and amnesty for 9 years, 7 guaranteed. You could sign an extension. So the government says, trust us, we won't lie to you. This will end illegal immigration, but we won't show you the bill. And then now, if Congress won't pass a banker takeover bill, they're told by the executive, we will just declare martial law then. Under the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, and Senator Inhofe goes on TV and radio, Congressman Waters and a bunch of others, I had them on the radio. I didn't just get the C-SPAN clips and play them on my radio show. We called and got them on the show. And I had people emailing me saying it was fake interviews, that we didn't interview them. I mean, I've got a – I was on YouTube watching a video. Somebody put up a clip of my PrisonPlanet.tv show up there. I'm trying to find it now. Oh, I had it here in the stack. Oh, here it is. And this guy, it's Peter Schiff on Alex Jones TV, Ponzi Scheme, one of three is the name of the video on YouTube. And it's been up a few days. It's got 10,000 views. And down here it says, but it's a good bet that this is all untrue unless there's some evidence to the contrary, and there's no evidence outside the paranoid ramblings of nuts for the New World Order, and all the conspiracy theorists can actually agree on as a conspiracy. It's a good bet that Occam's razor is being used correctly in this instance. And then there's a talk earlier about how I'm a liar and it's all made up. There's no New World Order. Sir, hundreds of books have been written with the title New World Order, calling for world government. Hundreds of newspaper articles in the last 2 months have said, yes, world government's being set up by the banks. You'll pay a carbon tax to them. Everything I told you they do. Everything I told you years ago, they would have an economic collapse. They'd use terrorism as a pretext to take our freedoms. And that when they finally brought it to a head, they put troops on the streets of America. Now, how did everything I say come true? Because I was reading the Club of Rome, reading the CFR, reading the Rand Corporation, public stuff. Can you imagine what we don't know? And this guy just...
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Woman, in Logan, long more time than this week, strike your origami, fight out of it, son. Stick! How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Look, for everybody out there who's in denial about world government, private families that control the central banks, that control the brokerage firms, it's just a Ponzi scheme. It's a scam. But they're so big, their Ponzi schemes don't fail. They buy off your military. They buy off your governments with the trillions of dollars they've got that taxpayers have to pay back later. That's the little hitch. And they're just setting up tyranny, and they've been openly bragging about it. They all need to be arrested. They're all a bunch of Madoffs. But instead, they're hailed as our saviors on the news. Oh, let's cut to this brokerage firm's head. He'll tell us how to save the economy. Well, you give the bankers unlimited power and regulatory power, and we'll fix it, when they're the ones that did it. And things are only going to get worse until we turn this around. And, I mean, as for New World Order, you can go to Google News and type in New World Order and see hundreds of mainstream news articles. It's telling you how great it is and how good it is. And then meanwhile, people are telling me it doesn't exist. Listen, stop sucking your thumbs. Stop denying world governments here and exist. All it is a global consortium, a global corporate takeover of sovereign countries. And they transfer the nation-state power into illegitimate, unelected boards like the IMF, the World Bank, the World Trade Organization, the International Bank of Settlements. Grow up. You know, good government is small and protects freedom. Bad government attacks freedom and loots the public. I mean, I've got all these articles about all the bureaucrats they're creating and the way they're harassing landowners and the American people. I mean, this is, and they know you're going to revolt. They know you're not going along with it. They're going to make examples out of people. But they're going to end up getting their hind ends kicked. I mean, look at this story here. All over the U.S. and England, they're putting cameras and microphones in the school bathrooms. Big Brother, CCTV to spy on pupils age 4, complete with CPS evidence kit. This is out of the Globe and Mail online, Daily Mail in the U.K., but it admits it's happening here in the U.S. as well. It says that it's in the school bathrooms everywhere. I'm just sick of it. I mean, just, they're training your kids how to be prisoners. The state is trying to make you its property. Oh, and I'm sick of it. Let's talk to Lee in Austin, Texas. Lee, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
It's good to hear you. I listen to your program, but this is the first time I've called.
Welcome.
I only have three statements to make. Number one, when is this country going to wake up and read the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and remember where, why, and how we were founded? Number two, when are we going to learn to read about the people that are elected before we push the button? And number three, when are we going to get out the incumbents and actually put people in that are going to listen to us, that are going to protect our rights, that are going to keep Big Brother at bay and really do care about the American people?
Well, you know, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, if the polls showed that 90% of people wanted something and it was constitutional, government wouldn't do it. Why do you think now 80% went under the war continues, 91% want to control the borders, it doesn't happen. You know, 80-plus percent want to end the drug war, it continues. That's happening because of the electronic voting machines that are basically CIA-run, the big four companies, and so they're heading us off at the pass. It's called tyranny. That's why they're moving into the final phase of troops, but go ahead.
Here's a true fact for you. All these Mexicans, illegal aliens, and other people that are coming into this country, when we were living in Las Vegas, Nevada, we watched them at a huge rally state about how much they wanted to be Americans while they waved huge Mexican flags. If you want to be an American, where is your American flag?
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Look, everybody made a big deal about giving poor children Chinese slave-made toys that break in 1 hour and give them lead poisoning. How about we give our children a future, liberty, freedom, without foreign bankers ruling over us? Freedom, a Bill of Rights, due process, a constitution, an even playing field is what our children need. But they've taken our heroes away. I mean, I'm not against sports, but those aren't real heroes. See, they've taken our heroes as well because they don't want a hero to be somebody that stands up against tyranny or somebody that fights City Hall or Rosa Parks. They want to make the hero somebody that hits a ball because that is an issue that doesn't matter. So they'll, again, they've taken our role models away. They have done it all. And absolutely, the U.S. government, the criminals they are, not our legitimate government, for 60 years has paid for textbooks in Mexico teaching the children that the U.S. belongs to Mexico and the U.S. is evil. And then the PR firm that got Bush elected, Rob Allen and Co. up in Dallas, this was in the Dallas Morning News, by the way, it ran all those illegal alien demonstrations of 2 years ago. That was all White House run by a Republican front group. Of course, the Democrats are for it, too. Because the globalists want to destroy wages and break this country down. So they handed out the American flags to the illegal aliens out of the backs of trucks. But the illegals didn't want that. They wanted to wave their Mexican flags and say, Viva La Raza, which means up with the race. And I know it feels good to all be into your race. You know, and there's the point is I've had to transcend that to understand divide and conquer. But I'm not going to sit here like a schmuck and play along that La Raza or the race or all these other groups aren't New World Order controlled. Mexico's New World Order controlled. It's a narco-terrorist state. And I don't blame people wanting to come up here and get a better life. But I do blame them buying into New World Order propaganda about bringing down the U.S. The globalists want to bring the U.S. down. They're done with the U.S. They've used us to build their world government. Now they're bringing in their world government, and they want us to be a third world nation. The U.S. is being sucked dry by offshore banks. The globalists want open borders. They want to break up our families. They want to destroy the middle class, whether you're Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. So anything the globalists are for, anything the CFR is for, you need to be against. And when they play that mind game of telling you, hey, there's no such thing as a New World Order, you need to get angry at them and say, listen, dirtbag criminal, I can read the hundreds of government documents and the hundreds of news articles telling me there's a world government and telling me how good it is. And then the minute I say I don't want your world government, you laugh at me and patronize me, and tell me it doesn't exist. That's a mind game. What a sick joke. You people are discredited. They're still spewing the old propaganda of denying it. Meanwhile, their bosses are announcing it is here, and it is happening. Let's talk to Kyle in Bastrop. Kyle, you're on the air. Welcome.
Welcome. And George Bush should be tried for treason.
George Bush is a mindless, petty, nobody puppet, just like Barack Obama. He's a front man, so everybody focuses on him while the bankers in the back room financially rapists.
And when you kill 3,000 people just to go to war, back in the 40s, Adolf Hitler killed 6 million Jews, and we went to war with him.
Listen, I appreciate your call. Hitler killed more than that. At least 20 million people died during World War II, Jews, Poles, Russians, French, North Africans. It was absolutely horrible. And again, Hitler was financed by the U.S. It's declassified. The Milner Group, mainline British history books teach it. The British Empire and the U.S. put him in power to wreck Europe. You know, they set him up knowing what he would do, then told him to take Europe, told him to attack the Russians, and then set him up. So, see, who's more evil, Hitler or the people that set Hitler up? Remember that. Let's talk to Roger in Georgetown. You're on the air, Roger.
Hi, Alex. Good to talk to you, man.
Good to talk to you.
All of this begs the question, well, what can we do as individuals? Well, I've got a garden. I'm buying gold and silver coins. And the lady that before said, Well, why don't people read the Constitution? Well, I read the part that says the state shall make no law with respect to private contracts. So no law applies when you and I agree that I'll do some work for you for X amount of dollars. So I'm doing that as much as I can and staying out of banks and trying to get away from all of that. Now, if you take the money out from under them, that'll get their attention. I don't know what else to do. I mean, you know, everybody says, well, I'm for liberty, and then they go get a big loan from the banks.
Or they whine and cry and say, why would the foreign bankers hurt us? Don't they care? Don't they love me? They're ruthless conquerors. They're ruthless conquerors that are economically, militarily conquering us with a pincer attack. And all this phony environmentalism has nothing to do with the earth. It's about taxes. Go ahead.
And they put little commercials on the air that say, what's in your wallet? Well, my money, thank you very much. It's not in your wallet. It's in mine. Thanks. You know, I'm not going to, you know, I just trust in God, and I do the best that I can. And I can make a private contract with somebody. They pay me cash. Nobody knows the difference. Big deal. It's not illegal.
I hear you, brother. Right. Good to hear from you. Got to jump. This is the end of the transmission. We are out of time. I'll see you in T-minus 6 days and 22 hours back live Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Don't forget the weekday show. Live, if you don't have a local AM or FM in your area, at Infowars.com. And the free podcast daily with over 120,000 people a day downloading the free podcast of the radio show at Infowars.com. Look, all I've ever done is told you the truth. Everything I told you has come true. We're right. We know what's going on. Join us. Defend the Republic. God bless you all.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
What will you